A very quick question, actually. This is probably best one for you, Dave, in fact. It's from Hitoshi, who's here from Japan, but he's doing a PhD in entomology, so he's a bug man, over at the University of Georgia. And he says, is there a theoretical maximum temperature? We've heard of absolute zero, but what about the opposite? Is there an absolute maximum?
Well, basically, absolute zero is because temperature is effectively how much energy, very simply, how much energy each individual molecule, each individual, it's a bit smaller than molecule, slightly more complicated than that, basically how much energy each molecule's got, each atom in each molecule's got. If you give them more energy, then it gets hotter. If you take energy out, then it gets cooler, which means that because something can have effectively zero energy, or you can't take any more energy out of it, then you can have a minimum temperature, but you can put in as much energy as you like, it just moves faster, so there isn't really a maximum temperature.
Wow. Well, let's see what happens in the future if anyone manages to get something hot, hot, hot. We know that the temperature inside the sun, of course, is probably about 15 million degrees, and with lasers to create fusion on the surface of Earth, scientists are achieving something in the region of 100 million degrees. So we can certainly get some high temperatures. Well, we're almost out of time, but just time to read this quick email from Michael Burke, who is responding to a question that we raised in the programme a couple of weeks ago, where we had an email from someone who said, is the Earth gaining weight? And I made the point that every year there is the weight of about two aircraft carriers worth of debris raining in on Earth from space, so we're gaining weight that way. And Michael Burke has written in to say, also, what about photosynthesis? Because don't forget that E equals mc squared, so E energy equals mass times the speed of light c squared. And since the Earth is being basted in sunlight, plants are soaking up that sunlight and they're using it to drive chemical reactions to create wood and sugars and things, in other words, plant biomass. They're indirectly gaining in weight thanks to the sun, and therefore the Earth is gaining mass that way too. So thanks for pointing that out, Michael. That's all we've got time for this week. I have to say a very big thank you to our wonderful production team, Ben Vowsler, Meera Senthilingam and Tom Simpkins. Next week, we're going to be investigating the world of pathology. Is it all about autopsies, murder mysteries and forensics? No is the answer to that one, but it is National Pathology Week, and the Royal College of Pathologists are trying to tell us that there's a lot more to pathology than just a post-mortem. So we'll be hearing about some of the events that are happening throughout this week for National Pathology Week. For instance, we'll be finding out whether home diagnosis is a good idea, and also finding out how pathology is helping to treat diseases like MS, multiple sclerosis. So if you have any questions about pathology, then you can send them in to us, chris@thenakedscientist.com. We'll have the answer for you, hopefully, as well as a whole host of fantastic experiments, as usual, with Kitchen Science. There's more of those on the web, of course, at nakedscientist.com/kitchen science. If you'd like to catch up with any of our previous programmes, they're all on the web at nakedscientist.com/podcast. And don't forget that it's your last chance to win yourself either a signed copy of our new book, Crisp Packet Fireworks, which is our list of kitchen science experiments, or a Naked Scientist t-shirt for one lucky winner. The way in which you can win that is by filling in our survey. That's at nakedscientist.com/survey. Last chance this week. So if you want to have a go, nakedscientist.com/survey. Have a great week. Thank you for listening and see you soon. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.